As we heard earlier this hour, shared services are spreading as a way of reducing costs and overlap. But how do you make sure the quality of your agency's work doesn't take a hit while also creating trust from those currently managing their own services? For one answer, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Bob Tobias, professor with the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University.
Individual enterprise entrepreneurialism starts to fill a void. And then someone looks, who doesn't know anything, looks across an organization and says, 10 people are doing the same thing, and we ought to consolidate. So that's intellectually accurate, but not accurate to the at the level of the persons, each of whom are doing something different and are being forced to consolidate. So given that landscape, how do you do it successfully?
And so a lot of people contribute, I imagine. You're saying that, you know, even though if you don't see it from the outside, they are actually contributing towards the goal that the agency has or the team has.
On an individual basis. Mm. And it is more expensive, and it can be consolidated, but it has to be consolidated in terms of I'm giving up my control to a central location. You have to guarantee that my needs will be met when we consolidate.
And how do you build that sort of trust? People are territorial naturally. When it comes to these kind of things, especially their work. I mean, radio, I don't have to tell you. People are always a little bit self-doubt whenever they're replaced or somebody takes over your job. I imagine that stretches across to the government. And so how do you establish that trust?
So as the central repository, I have to guarantee through a contractual relationship that your needs are going to be met. And then I have to prove that they will be met. So both things have to occur before I'm willing to give up my support of this organization, of this smaller organization.
And who how do you make sure that you stick to that contract? Because if there's nobody watching on behind, you know, what are the repercussions for that?
So usually people who are sophisticated in putting these kinds of programs together create a board. So if it's an IT group, they put together a board of all of the individuals who are going to be consolidated who have direct contact to the CIO who's consolidating the operations.
Bob Tobias is a professor at American University of the Key Executive Leadership Programs there. If there are issues that pop up from the power sharing, that because you know you got to kind of give and take as it goes, what's the best way to resolve those issues?
It starts with building trust. I, as a central director of a shared services program, have to recognize that the people who develop their own individual applications did it for a reason that are serving the interest of the organization. And so now I, who have been tasked with creating shared services, have to recognize that I have to negotiate with each of those individual operators. I have to create contracts of performance, and then I have to deliver.
And how much of that is attitude? Because a lot of, you know, especially when a new administration comes in, it's always, I'm going to put my man or woman on the job because I know that they're going to give a better perspective than anybody has, even though, you know, we've had career workers that have been there for 20 some odd years. But, you know, I'm going to implement somebody who's definitely going to get things going and more efficient. But does that going in with that attitude kind of make it harder to establish that trust?
Yes. Because if I know all and try to impose my know all attitude on these people who have been operating independently and successfully, I might add, for many years, there's bound to be a clash.
And so, I mean, I feel like we're going a little bit too negative, but what are some of the benefits now of having an outside perspective and saying, look, you know, I think we can be more efficient, not saying that you're not doing anything, but, you know, here's a way that we can get more out of you?
Well, I don't think it's an issue of an outside perspective. I think it's a shared perspective that indeed shared services are more efficient and they are more effective and they do save money. The question is, how do I transition from what I have now, which is also effective, to something that's more effective without giving up what has been effective?
Bob Tobias is professor of Key Executive Leadership Programs at American University. So my next question is, how do you do that?
Very carefully, very thoughtfully, and recognizing that those who have created these individual programs did it in good faith, operate in good faith, and serve their constituency.
Going, yeah, to the constituency part, is there a fear of the job still gets done but not being done the same way? Could that also have an effect on, you know, people thinking, oh, well, we're more efficient now, but we're also kind of losing a little bit of, you know, a little bit of the flavor of the way we were doing things around here?
The fear of losing my autonomy is the fear that the piece of the operation that I'm currently doing will lose its effectiveness. So I, as the leader of the piece, have to ensure that I'm able to negotiate a shared services contract that guarantees that my piece of the action will continue to be performed efficiently and effectively.
So everybody eats, so to speak.
So everybody eats, so to speak.
Great. And what else can you tell me about the mechanisms that need to be in place for you to establish that everybody feels as if they are contributing? Because if, you know, federal workers don't feel – well, workers in general don't feel like they're helping the team, you know, they're probably not going to stick around too long.
Well, they're not going to stick around too long because in the failed shared services efforts, the individual operation does lose effectiveness, and those who are in that operation often are blamed when the real blame belongs to an ineffective shared service implementation.
And so when we're moving through that, what is the end goal there? What is the perfect way to establish a more efficient operation while also maintaining all the things that we've discussed of keeping everybody happy and keeping the constituents and everybody's boss happy as well?
So the goal is indeed a more effective, less expensive operation. That's the goal, while at the same time maintaining the effectiveness of the operation. So some people who have an individual application need to recognize that an application that stretches across the enterprise might be more effective. Even though they created it and it works now, one that is enterprise-wide might be more effective. So those at the individual level have to be open to something that's broader, while at the same time ensuring that something that is critically necessary to their operation is also included.
So learning to share and listen and be a little bit more open towards helping and keeping in mind that we're all here to for that goal that you just discussed.
For the enterprise-wide goal, yes.
Bob Tobias is a professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.